Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
Hi, Dan. This is Gail. How are you doing today?
Okay, Gail. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you and Scott have been chatting about the first page listing we had available on Google today. So he sent you over so we could talk about details. So what I'll do, Dan, is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then if you're happy with the plan and we're happy with the plan, we'll move forward, get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Okay, sounds good. So before I dive too deep, Scott made a note that you had been thinking about getting some more advertising out there. Can you tell me what where you were going? What were you thinking about?
I was thinking about, should I do any local advertising? Right now, what we have is we have agreements with Howe's,
okay,
and with Ports.
Oh, gotcha.
And so they're different, you know,
mm-hmm.
And
nice.
To spread it out that way because we're trying to do the right things in terms of attracting attention to what we're doing. So I thought those, you know, they're regional kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking of local. I was always interested in the concept for Yelp, but it, you know, it didn't really work. I never tried it, but I was interested that what they would do, they would say, yeah, we can list, you know, you can find them, we can help you find them, and they'd come up and you'd have 50 of them, you know.
Mm.
It didn't work because, you still had to weed them out, and it takes time to do that. So I didn't like that. But I saw they stayed around for quite a while. So I thought, well, somebody with a brain is going to seize on that one of these days, and it could be better.
Right.
And I thought maybe this is it. So
gotcha.
That's why I talked to your guy, Scott.
Okay.
So I'm waiting to hear how it's better.
Okay, gotcha. So couple of things. I'm looking to see what kind of online presence you've got so far, what pops up naturally, so to speak. Now, I found your Ports listing. I did not find your Howe's listing. Where in the devil is that?
The way it works is they're the upper end of the scale. So Howe's, what they have is they have a website, and people come to their website because they're like connoisseurs.
Okay.
They have about 322,000 customers that are in my target.
Really?
Audience that I want to get. That's a lot. But this is a wealthy part of the state, this area.
Sure.
Most people in the state of Maryland live in Montgomery County.
Wow.
So Montgomery County, we're right on the edge of it. And Anne Arundel County is one of the other large counties because it takes in Annapolis and bumps into Baltimore.
Right.
So Howe's, what they do is they attract people to their website. And their website has a page for us. And what they do is they, you know, people from other advertising that we do, and that's internal to the website, is they're attracted to our page.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of long term, and we're trying to get on the list, you know, where people call up and say, oh, gee, we're thinking of doing this, bumping our house out, you know, 20 feet, all floors, and the basement, and talk to us about it because we've done a lot of those.
Right.
So involved in conversation and eventually the planning and eventually the design build part of our company gets involved and et cetera. So that's that strategy. The other strategy is, you know, the fourth thing. porches, you know, they're like all of those guys, Porch and Bark and all of them, you know, they're all...
Right.
They're like thieves in the kitchen, you know, they're trying to figure out a way how they can get some kind of automatic thing going with you so that, you know,
sure,
you're spending money while you're sleeping, right? They're sending you things.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, we've gone through that and thousands of dollars, you know, to learn lessons.
Oh.
So
wow.
We don't get involved in that. We nail them down to exactly
sure
what we want. Anything different, fight like hell with them, because it could
right
be good if they do what they say they're going to do instead of trying
right
to figure out how to get your money.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
so
exactly.
As a matter of fact, it's being turned on today where they have to talk to the prospect first. Find out
okay
if they meet three or four criteria. And if they do, then we can talk to them. Now,
gotcha,
that works.
Okay.
It's $90 a pop.
Wow.
You have to do it that way. But it's worth it. You're talking to somebody who has the money.
Sure.
The inclination. They're ready to start
mm-hmm
now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they want to talk to us because we've been sold to them through Porsche.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, so we're going to try that. So now I want to see now, how is that different than you? What,
gotcha,
what do I buy if I have you?
You bet. Okay. So this, thank you for that, Dan. That actually gives me a great idea of where you're going and where you've been and where you want to go as well. So you do have some good online presence. You've got a great start. I see you've got a good-looking website. Where did that go? There it is. Yeah, you've got a great-looking website. I believe this is yours. You've got a beautiful pergola over a porch with some lattice work and basically
yeah
a fence. Okay, yeah. Nice looking website. Now, did Porch or House put that together for you, or did you put it together?
No, we paid somebody separate to do it for us.
I gotcha. Very nice. Very nice website. And then I also see you've got a Facebook page out here, which is fantastic. I don't see any posts or anything on there, though. Now, the Facebook page that you've got set up, let me make sure that's you. It popped up when I searched for you. Your Facebook page?
Yeah, that's
is the,
right. That's my son, Pablo. He's,
oh, okay,
he's a fanatic on that.
Nice.
And,
nice. Well, I'm going to give you a like while I'm over here, just give you a little boost. Is that the two gazebos, the twin gazebos on a deck? Is that your work as well?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You do beautiful, beautiful work, Dan. No wonder you've been in business for as long as you have been. I would love those twin gazebos on my house if you know, ever come to Colorado.
yeah, but if you were a basketball star and you got your bonus to do that, you spend a buck on it.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. So, Dan, where and how we fit in, we're a Google Premier Channel partner. So we specialize in putting our partners like Apache Design on the first page of Google under your keywords. So when someone is searching for additions or design work, I think are the two things you wanted to focus on primarily, right?
Right.
Yep, perfect. So when they search for those two items, you would pop up on that first page, and then they simply click and call you directly. Now, I do have a thought, and I jotted it down. It's kind of a side note I'll share with you in a little bit about how Porch qualifying your leads. Little tidbit on that for you. So we specialize in getting you on that first page so that when someone is searching for those services, you're right there in front of them. And then we're putting you above your competition on the page. We're getting you right in that map section and making you the natural choice. Now, I don't see any Google reviews yet. I see some good Angie reviews on here, your 5 stars all the way across. You've already got your Google business profile, which is fantastic. That'll kind of speed timeline up a little bit. But your Google business profile is where all of those reviews will be stored. So we'll give you a couple of tools that'll help you gather Google reviews, and that helps you as well to attract those phone calls, to have those people calling. Now, we don't, unlike Angie gets in the middle of between you and your client. They're probably sharing that lead out to 3 or 4 of your competitors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, been there. We don't share those out. So what actually happens, Dan, once we get you set up, is I'll close down the Laurel area and for a 50-mile radius around you. And what I mean by close is, literally, if someone came along tomorrow that was in the design build business or the large additions business and said, Gail, can you promote us to the first page? Then they're right next door to you in Laurel. We literally would turn them away. So we do only work with one company per category, per area. That's very strict company rules and Google rules, which we follow to the T, to the letter. So we don't infringe on that. So that means you're not sharing leads out with your competitors, and we're not sharing leads out with your competitors. Does that make sense so far, Dan?
So far, pretty good.
Okay. All right. Super. So calls and leads are unlimited. We don't charge for them. Our job is getting you seen so that your phone gets ringing with more of the type of business that you want. So we not only get you featured out on Google, but we get you out to places like, you mentioned Yelp. Yelp is one of the places that we get you listed on. Yahoo, Bing. We do write the content for you on Bing as well. Chamber of Commerce, White Pages, Yellow Pages, up to about 60 different destinations that we get you out to. I kind of wanted to pause for just a second on your Yelp mention. They are simply a directory. They don't typically specialize in putting their clients on the first page of Google. They're a place that people would go, like the old Yellow Pages, to go look, okay, who can I hire for an addition, or who can I hire as a plumber, for example. So they're, I guess I would describe them as static, as in not moving and not mobile. They're just a directory service. So their reach is not great. And the difference between what we do and what Yelp would do, Yelp, someplace you go just to look up a company, where do I find this thing? Putting you on the first page of Google, everything is focused on that local radius of you. So all of our efforts are, and all of our programming is put into making sure that you appear on that map on the first page anytime somebody searches for those services. So it's a little more, I kind of hate to say mobile, but it's a little more mobile in that algorithms change, the way people search change. And as those things change, part of our job is to continue making sure that you stay on the first page so that you don't lose page rank. So when algorithms change, I used to say if, it's never an if, they always change. So that when algorithms change, we've actually got our finger on the pulse of those algorithms. So when that happens, we can make those micro adjustments to your programming and to your site to make sure that you stay on top of that page. Make sense?
Well, that's smart. It works. It's really smart.
It actually really does. I've seen it happen time and time again, and it amazes me every time. I think it's magical, honestly. We've been doing this for 17 years, and we're actually one of the first people, our first company, to onboard as a partner of Google in this type of capacity. So we've been around for a long time, and, you know, we've been friends with Google for a long time. So we've actually been certified and trained by them in how to best package your data to get to them so that they can put you on the first page. And like I said, every time I see it, I just think it's magical because it really does work. So, and then the destinations too, like the Yelps that we get you out to, they're all classified as directories. Now, do they help put you on first page? Yes, absolutely. That's why we use them. That's why we get you out on all those directories. We also use backlinking photos and content, and we'll write that content for you as well. Now, you've got a great website. We can add a couple of things to it that'll make it Google compliant so that when we send all that data, it's already what Google needs in order to put you on the first page. Okay?
I like that.
Exactly.
I mean, this isn't the first time that I've run into this Google thing. It started, you know, like almost 10 years ago when I was trying to figure out how to use Google to promote something I was promoting in Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
It was exceedingly complicated. And I was involved in the tourist business because I had built these presentation centers for some guys that they didn't do it right. But I didn't figure that out until I built the thing. And I had a lot of money invested that I was owed. They went belly up, wow. And I took over the business, and I pushed the company up far enough so that I could sell it, so that I could get my money out of that presentation center. And I learned a lot of really valuable things, but I'm not in that business, right? So I put my little hat on, went home, and tried to go back to doing what I was doing. But I know about it, and I was always fascinated by it.
Right.
There's a lot of data,
right.
And I could see that.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, you know, we can drill down by, age range, income level, you know, of course, area, zip code, neighborhood. It would not surprise me if they had a category for do they have kids or not, and do they have fur babies or not. Just the amount of data. And you know, we can take advantage of all of that, of course, on your behalf. So, industry standard, Dan, to get to the first page of Google is about 3 to 6 months. I call those guys the dudes sitting in their mom's basement claiming that they know how to do what we do. And there are a lot of them out there, a lot of scams, a lot of fly-by-nights. We actually cut that timeline in half, and I'm happy to be able to give that to you in writing. It only takes us between 45 and 30 days to get you on the first page. And that's all programming time. So we're doing backlinking. We're doing those directory listings. We're making your website Google compliant so that it's done right the first time when it goes over to Google. No errors, no mistakes. We also do everything right here in-house. Nothing is overseas or farmed out, I guess is the other word. So we do everything right here in-house. Now, are you, you've got the Facebook page. So another thing that has become really powerful post-pandemic and being that Facebook has rebranded to Meta, it's become powerful for businesses. I never thought I'd see the day, but it has. People post-pandemic are really making an effort to keep their money local. So they're trying to look for companies that are local to spend their money rather than the big franchise, rather than the overgrown company where they're just a number. They like a mid to smaller size company like Apache Design where they can actually shake hands with somebody when you come out to do a bid for them and walk them through the process. So, and oftentimes you're even willing to pay more for that, of course, to have that service and to have it local. So what's happened is it's people have started searching Facebook, Meta, for local goods and services. So one of the things that we do on Facebook is running advertising, and it's super cheap, and we can make those dollars go a long, long ways on Facebook. And if you probably experienced retargeted ads if you didn't know them by name. For example, a couple of weeks ago, I was looking for jeans. My local Fleet Farm didn't have the ones I wanted. So I was on Wrangler.com, actually ended up buying two pair. They're here already, and I'm wearing them. But since then, everywhere I go, one of the games I play before I go to bed at night, a little word game, on my Facebook feed, trying to think of where else, it seems like it's everywhere, ads showing for Wrangler jeans. You've seen that type of advertising, right? Mm-hmm. Where something will just kind of follow you. Perfect. So those are retargeted ads. So the ads that we build for you on Facebook will be retargeted. And what the retargeted means is someone searched for something like your services, so it's going to show your ad in front of them repeatedly and follow them around. Those retargeted ads don't cost anything against your monthly ad dollars, not a dime. So that's free advertising. And it gets your brand out there, gets your name out there, gets what you do out there. The only time it dings against your ad dollars is when they click on your ad. And what's been shown is by the time they do that, they're already ready to buy. So it makes them a much more qualified lead when they come to you. So let me give you an idea on pricing. So if we go featuring you on Facebook with ads, and I'm just selecting $100 a month in Facebook ads. So remember, the retargeted ads don't cost anything. Only time it counts against that $100 is when they click. Worst case, about 50 cents a click. So my math says that's up to 200 new leads just from Facebook and just on, I can't even sell my pickup for under $100 anymore. So for a measly $100, that's up to 200 new qualified leads coming from Facebook alone. Then we get you that local programming to get you on the map on Google, and you've got new business, right? Quite a bit of it.
Wow, that's a little overwhelming. 200 new people? Ooh.
It's,
no,
right?
But I get exactly. I get it. I mean, you have somebody, you put them in that spot, somebody who's a real gabber.
And exactly.
Talks to those people, they could weed out the guys who are ready to fly immediately. Yeah,
well,
sounds good.
I'll tell you what, my tips for you, and I would actually, I can dig it up and share it with you. So I recently, last year, retired from construction. I owned a remodeling company here in Colorado. And the reason I came to Local Splash is because they were the one company out of four SEO companies that claimed they could put me on first page. Local Splash was like, okay, fine, I'm going to give it one more try. And my bad if it doesn't happen. Well, they did. They were the ones that did it. So when I retired from construction, I came here and watched it work. But to the qualifying, we don't qualify those leads at all. They're yours to handle because that's not the business we're in, of course. Couple of things. You could hire someone to do your qualifying, but I've got a little sheet of qualifying questions. I used to actually, for our construction business, a client had to be qualified to work with my construction company, not the other way around. And I had a little qualifying sheet that just run through some questions, and we weeded them out that way. Literally anybody in the office could pick up a phone and pick up that sheet and qualify or disqualify them. So I'm happy to share that with you. Absolutely. It's not part of what we do at Local Splash, but I have it. It sounds like something you might be able to use, so I'm happy to share it. So So pricing then, if we do just that $100 a month in Facebook ads and your local programming for Google, we'd be looking at, and you've got a discount coming here too because you've been in business for as long as you have, I get to classify you as a legacy business. So normal retail for your area for the Facebook and the local would be $5.99 a month. But with your legacy discount, I can get you down to $3.49 a month. And that's actually a locked-in price. So locked-in meaning it doesn't matter what our retail prices do or whatever. Your price always remains the same at that discount or with your discounted rates. So it always stays there. You're not charged by the lead, the click, the call, by anything. So leads and calls are unlimited. And we don't lock you into a contract. We don't believe in them here. We believe in earning your business month in and month out by doing a good job at our job. Sound fair?
Yeah, that's a good one. Doing a good job at our job.
It's what we do. That's what you have to do to keep any job, right? I mean, if you did a lousy job on those gazebos that are sitting up on that deck, you think they'd have called you back or recommended you? No. So yeah, that's where we're at. So it is month to month. The one thing we do ask Dan is a verbal commitment, and it's as easy as saying, okay, I get that, for that you'll stick it out for the first 2 months. That's, if you remember that timeline, 30 to 45 days, we're into month two, when we've got our programming complete and showing you results. And we know anything less, we would just be wasting your money. And we don't want to do that. Then we wouldn't be doing our job. We'd just be wasting money. So we do ask for a verbal on that 2 months, but you still only pay monthly. Make sense?
Yeah. Pretty so far. Pretty good.
All right. Any questions, Dan?
Well, how long have your oldest customers around the country where you work or your area of operation?
Right.
How long have the oldest customers been buying your service?
That's an excellent question. I don't know them by name. I just know by asking the very same question you asked. I asked my manager that, oh gosh, when I first started, because it's a great question. So last year the answer was 14 years. So yeah, 14 years longevity with the same company, keeping them on the first page. And we've got several, actually one I helped on one of his locations. A gentleman he's actually in California, and he's setting up new locations. So we did one location for him and helped him grow that through leads. And then he set up another location. I think it was a couple hours away. So new town, new shop, new crew, new everything. And we did the same thing for him there. And then the one I actually helped set up now just a couple of months ago was his third location. So we'd helped him grow so well in the first two locations that he was able to, now he's working on the third. So very cool to see. And he started out small, just a small company. So Dan,
very interesting.
So from what you've told me about wanting to grow, wanting to zero in on big additions, major additions, and then of course the design build work, our ability to get you on that first page for exactly that, get you featured out on Facebook for the same, looking to me like it's a pretty good match. And definitely, I have to say we're happy with the plan. You are definitely a company we would like to do business with. Being in business for as long as you have, you clearly do good work. We don't like putting somebody out there that does shoddy work, won't do it. And you're able to take on new clients and grow. Love to get you set up today and get you on that listing so I can close that area down and let you have at it. Sound good?
Yeah, how long has you guys been trying to fill that first page
position? That I don't know. That I don't know. So sometimes it'll be that somebody left, or we've had companies, of course, that just couldn't hang on through the pandemic. But it's, we also get areas that simply we hadn't worked yet. There are a lot of categories. We specialize in working with construction or people in the trades. So it could be just an area that we hadn't worked yet, because there are a lot of categories in construction in a lot of cities across the country. So most likely and it looks like it's just an area we haven't started working yet until now, which is why it would have just appeared open for us. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Right. Well,
so,
Dan,
so what is the written promise that you make?
So, yeah, so I will send over, that's the terms and conditions. I'll actually do that by voice, describing what we're going to do, what you want to appear on the first page of Google, and so on. And then we send you a duplicate of that in an email. And then I'll also, you know what, let me go ahead and get you started here. And cause I've got a couple of emails that I want you to have, but they're also part of the setup process. So let me grab a couple screens here. And then I can get some of your info started. If I can get the right screen. I hate it when my fingers don't do what my brain tells them to do. Don't you?
Yep.
It's annoying. All right. Dan, yeah, I assume that's short for Daniel. Is that what would appear on normal paperwork, credit card, et cetera, is Daniel?
Yep.
Okay. And what's your last name, hon?
Lopez.
Lopez. Perfect. And what's your email address?
D-Dog, M-Mary, L-Larry, P-Peter, E-Edward, Z-Zebra. @gmail.com.
So DM, and then you basically abbreviated Lopez, L-P-E-Z.
That's right. It's DM Lopez.
Perfect. All right, @gmail. So let me send you a couple of emails here. The first one is going to be our dashboard and analytics. It's informational. And I actually hadn't covered that with you. So we'll set you up with an area on our system. Oops, grab the right one. And you'll be able to log in anytime and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, the keywords we have you listed for. You'll be able to upload photos, change keywords if you add services or want to take services off. But especially the data. We want you to see how we're doing, how we're performing, so it's not hidden from you. So that's all in that dashboard. I just sent that one to you. Let me know if that one made it. And then the next one. Oh, where are you? There it is.
So you're sending it to my email address?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Just sent that first one. And then the second one, let me update it with your discounts. I want you to have the exact price and package that I quoted you in writing. Oh, Dan, I apologize. I did not mention there is a one-time $99 setup fee today. and then you'll never see that again. That just goes to cover programming and content creation. And I don't know why they say that. It doesn't completely cover it. Well, actually, it would. It's normally $299. Your discounts got you down to $99. So I guess it would normally cover your programming and content creation. But we've got her down to $99 for you. All right, and there goes that one. Did that first one make it through to you, Dan?
I'm trying to open my email now.
Oh, gotcha. And while you're doing that, 571-237-6976, is that also your cell phone?
What is it? 971 what? 571.
Yep, 571-237-6976.
No, 237.
Oh, goodness. That's how it's written. I transposed it when I said, let me try that again. 571-237-6976.
Yeah.
Did I get it? All right. And is that also your cell?
Yeah, I'm having trouble seeing if I'm... Am I looking at... Oh, this is not my email. This is... thing that happens to me sometimes here. All right, turn that off.
So are we setting you up, Dan? I've already started. I hope. I've already closed
well,
the listing. I grabbed it for you.
What's happening here?
I don't know. I can't see.
Oh. Okay.
Any luck? Sounds like it's giving you fits over there.
Well, it's really weird. This happens, you know, when you get everything except what I want.
Of course.
Sir.
And then, Dan, is that also that your business
says,
line? Oh, yes.
Okay, I'll tell you. You're gonna send me these three emails, right? So that's
just two,
and that's
just
what
two
we're
for
doing
now.
Right now, right?
Yes.
Two for now.
Two
okay,
for now.
Do this again. Hold on a second. Okay. Great. Everybody said what I want. Now I got a congressional caucus PAC thing.
Oh my
up.
Goodness.
No,
oh my goodness.
Let's see. Here, this should work. My inbox.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, so did I get... No. Here I have Gail Bosky.
Yes, that is me. And you
so
even said my last name right.
Okay, so I got one.
All right, which one is
oh,
that?
No, I got two.
Beautiful.
The one says Client Dashboard Analytics, and the other one says Google and Facebook Marketing.
Yes.
Okay, so those
that
are the two.
That is it.
Okay,
yes.
Hold on a second. Okay.
All right.
So today is the 6th. Is that right?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. I mentioned to you a little while ago that we had our start date today for our porch.
Oh, yes.
You know, feed start. And so...
Anything so far?
No, not yet, but... You know, it's like waiting for the storm. Is that I've been at this enough times to know that unless you're really prepared to take care of these leads, they're just wasted money.
Exactly.
You can't get 10 of them at a time and do any justice to them. You can't find the one that you need.
Right.
So, what I've been doing is interviewing people, somebody that I can hire who has, a couple of times worked for people who are builders and, know their way around, know what to say, just naturally nice people.
Right.
And, good job for you to get somebody who would do nothing but go through the people that we like and they work on them. They give them the information they want. And
sure.
Some people, especially the ones that we're going to get, are the ones who, they know a lot about it. They're interested in how they're going to spend their next $400,000.
Right.
So,
right.
And, so I'm continuing that process and in the meantime peeking to see what's going to happen with this pork stuff.
Nice.
But this is what, this might
well,
work
Dan,
out better than I think. I'll tell you what I'm thinking.
The Google and the Facebook.
You guys said that you have a 50-mile radius you're going to do from where we are.
So I closed down a 50-mile radius around you. So in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with your competitors. Never in a million years. As long as you're a client, of course. So being that we're talking...
I bet that might work out much, much better than you think. Right now, for a long time, for about 10 years, we operated in Virginia only, Arlington. And so we did mostly Arlington, D.C., and we didn't do anything in Maryland. And after that, one of my daughter's mother, she moved out to where we are now, and when she was like 6 years old, so I got tired of driving back and forth. I moved up out here so I could see her often.
Oh, and nice.
Been here ever since. But now she's all grown up. We're reviving our Virginia licenses. It's a really good overlap for us. Very good overlap.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're about 30, 40 days away from our license in Virginia being turned on.
Oh, perfect. Well, this is the perfect time then.
Very good for us.
And the other thing, too, being that this is an exclusive listing, I actually, since we've been talking, I put this listing on hold. So meaning I stopped the team from calling, so they're currently not searching. It sounds like we're setting you up today, Dan. Tell me I'm wrong. I think this is a great fit for you.
You're a little wrong, but not too far off.
wrong. How's a little?
Okay. No, I'm favorably impressed, but I have a lot of years of experience. I have a lot of scars, a lot of them. I'm 82
absolutely.
Years old.
I have
and
no
I've
doubt.
I've been on this road a few times. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to continue doing what I'm planning to do today. I talked to Scott, and I had you call me at a time when I had some time where I could talk to you. And I'm glad I did. So you gave me the two emails that you promised me. So I promise you that I will read them, and I already told you what I'm thinking about and how it fits into what I want to do. Because I know that, having a successful lead program, getting leads, right, just if you get the lead, then you have to figure out if it's a good lead, right? Is it a sales
exactly.
lead?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Right? So, and that doesn't mean every once in a while. That means you do it full time. And I see that it's three things I have set up, maybe one or two of them I don't need. But this is one that I see would be a continuing feed because it does everything.
Exactly. Well, and I do need to tell you too, Dan, I think you're headed for, you want to think about it. I'm going to ask you what is there to think about?
I'd like to do. Here's what I'd like to do. I'm at 12:50 now. Okay, so I have something that I have to do, and I'm going to continue my day's work, but I want you to call me tomorrow, or I could call you at 9 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if you could do that. You're in Colorado. That means it's pretty early in the morning for you.
Oh, well, and actually that's not even the problem. I'm up and about pretty early. Had my caffeine. I get up at 4 o'clock our time, in the morning. So I'm up and about 6 o'clock your time. But the problem is tomorrow. So they are exclusive listings. They open them for us in the mornings. They tell us this area is open. So the entire team actually starts calling that area. So we've been calling Laurel all morning, and when Scott sent you over, I put a halt to that. But when we disconnect, they will automatically resume calling, trying to fill this listing. And they do fill same day. That's what I would be worried about. More so than the hour.
I think you should do what you should do. That's it. It is what it is. I will do what I want to do. And call me tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And let's hope that I've gone through everything, talked to everybody. Okay. The only person I really want to talk to is my son, Pablo, because he's going to inherit this.
Ah, nice.
And he has an office that he opened up in Virginia. And so because our license is almost open, he's doing business out there. And so we've talked a lot about, you know, what we're going to do and how. And he's plenty smart, and he's a master carpenter.
Oh, wonderful.
He's the one who built those things you saw, those gazebos.
Sure.
He's the guy.
So what I'll do, Dan, I'm going to create a calendar appointment for us, and I will send a copy of that to you so that you've got it on your calendar as well. And, yes, I will call you either way tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock your time, and I'll check to see if the listing's open still or not, and I'll call you either way and let you know. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right. So I will talk to you then tomorrow morning. You have
okay, thank
a good
you,
Sarah,
for sending me.
Absolutely.
Sending me
absolutely. And it was a pleasure talking with you today, Dan. I'll talk to you in the morning.
Pleasure was mine. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.